Essay 77, The March of Ideas. Why has the solid-looking system of ideas known as standard physics collapsed so suddenly and completely? The answer is the usual one. It was ripe for falling. Its basic ideas were known to be fragile a long time ago, but the system kept them going. In any era, only a very small number of scholars know the truth behind the facade, a facade that is kept standing by rotten timbers. Suddenly the roof caves in. In analogy, some of the earliest masterpieces of the Gothic style of architecture, such as Chartres, have withstood the tempests of time for nearly a millennium. But when they pushed this style too far, the flying buttresses could no longer hold the pressure, and several of the later ambitious cathedrals collapsed. In art, the classic style collapsed just as suddenly with the Impressionists, or later Le Fauve and Expressionists. The older style had nothing left to say. Music became atonal at about the same time as the emergence of Cubism and Relativity. In the arena of politics, there have been many sudden collapses of empires and rotten dictatorships and societies that have become so corrupt that they cannot sustain themselves. The roof caves in again. The ideas of the old physics were too narrowly based and were understood by only a tiny number of ultra-specialists. This small minority sought to impose itself upon the world in the same old way, by propaganda. In the 20th century, it became very easy for anyone to throw ideas on the world with radio, then television, then the internet. By now, it is easier than ever to hoodwink with propaganda. Those who really know the subject become a nuisance. They publish too much. The emergence of ECE theory is unprecedented. Over the past decade, it has been read an estimated 500 to 1,000 million times, and in all the places that are generally accepted as the best in leading universities and institutes and the most responsible and respectable government departments, in all the household corporations, and above all by honest scholars. So no one believes the old propaganda, meaning that they never believed the old propaganda, the fate of all propaganda and adverts for soap and baked beans. It seems that someone at last had the courage to get into a lot of trouble in the manner of Peter Abelard by questioning he perceived the truth. The usual retort is, how can they all be wrong? Very easily, because they rely on second-hand ideas shuffling along out of step in the fog. In order to make them march properly, ideas need to be understood in the enlightenment of day. The trouble has been that if you marched in the light of day, you would get ambushed. Not anymore. ECE is encased in armour and has marched itself into the National Archives, both sides of the Atlantic. This leaves the old physics talking and stalking to itself. Of course, there are good things in the old physics, but the propaganda has failed. The ways in which it has failed are very easy to see for anyone who is not a physicist of the old type. For example, everyone in their living room can Google at the overarching vault of general relativity and see the cracks getting wider. So no one enters the cathedral anymore for fear of a headache. Everyone can see that general relativity cannot begin to describe 99% of the universe. It cannot begin to describe the elegant whirlpool galaxies so reminiscent of Leonardo and Descartes. All the old propagandists can do is to claim that it works so well in our own tiny back garden, the solar system, and in other carefully selected places. General relativity does not work at all, and evidently the vast majority agrees. Suddenly the cover is blown. The flying buttress collapses and the vault comes down. Any coal miner would run. General relativity does not work because its basics were wrong. It left out half of geometry and marched on one leg. A prime example of failed propaganda is Big Bang, an anthropomorphic distortion of logic that was ridiculed by figures such as Hoyle back in 1950, a long time before the propaganda was turned up loud. Hoyle coined the term Big Bang as a bad joke, a fizzled firework. The old physics feeds itself very big prizes for very bad jokes that no one laughs at anymore. Big Bang was supposed to be a joke. It has been shown to be wrong on an endless number of times, but they still feed themselves prizes. Let them eat cake, and the popular fury will lead directly to a revolution which will find in the Bastille a few old men feeding themselves failed ideas. So the solid-seeming world collapses. Empires collapse out of decadence, because they are based on decadence to begin with. One cannot stop armies, one cannot stop the march of ideas.